This is Weekend Edition. Just when you thought Detroit had regained its automotive mojo, a brash interloper shows the rules are there to be changed. Daniel Howes of the Detroit News explains why the Tesla effect won't stop anytime soon.
Here's the latest Detroit indignity. Tiny Tesla, the electric automaker, is felling giants. That'd be Ford Motor. Here's a Silicon Valley startup created in 2003 worth more in market value than the American industrial icon founded exactly 100 years earlier by Henry Ford, the premier innovator of his time. And Tesla's not far behind General Motors either. The promise of game-changing innovation, the hope that someone new can crack the emissions-free code, is causing tons of smart money to flow into Chairman Elon Musk's Tesla. Nearly $49 billion worth, to be precise. With a couple more updates for Tesla and a few more hints of gloominess for old Detroit metal, the most valuable American automaker will be headquartered in California. Not Detroit. The mind reels, and history dissolves. But it shouldn't. That patch of American innovation on the West Coast has a track record, too. It creates wealth and breathes life into ideas. It makes visions reality. It gives customers things they didn't even know they wanted, like that iPhone in your pocket. Investors believe in Musk's vision for an electrified automotive future. They don't care at this point that he doesn't make a profit peddling pricey electric cars, or that he sells a tiny fraction of what Detroit does. Heck, so does Ferrari, which is another reason the traditional auto template doesn't apply to old Elon. There's no disputing that Tesla continues to defy the auto industry's traditional conventions. It loses money, the stock goes up. It misses production targets, the stock goes up. It exceeds sales goals, and the stock goes up. GM, Ford, and a whole lot of others from Stuttgart to Tokyo wish they had the same deal, but they don't. And anyone who knows anything about the industry knows investors are not as forgiving with major players as they are with Musk. The double standard may not be fair, but it shows the growth gulf separating the traditional auto industry from the high-tech business. Cue Detroit's raw legacy of bureaucracy, mediocrity, and bankruptcy. Then cue Silicon Valley's reputation for innovation, iconoclasm, and fat profit margins. Who'd you bet your hard-earned money on? Tesla says that by the end of next year, it will build 500,000 new Model 3 compacts. They're expected to sell for around $40,000 and go 215 miles on a charge. Oh, and the stock goes up. Never mind that the segment is already occupied by a Chevrolet Bolt that gets 238 miles on a charge, and it soon will be flooded with competing products from across the industry. Yes, they're pulling their hair out in Dearborn and the Rensen. A new study this week from Navigant Research ranks Ford and GM first and second in the development of self-driving cars and enabling technologies, and their stock goes sideways. Tesla? It came in 12th. Tesla may be basking in the can-do-no-wrong glow of Silicon Valley, but it's not the only player in the interconnected global game of electrification and autonomy. And a winner is not guaranteed. I'm Daniel Howes of the Detroit News.